بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن شاء الله تعالى in these points of benefit we focus upon what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used most often to use in his wording of dua, and from that is the dua which he صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say often, اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. And this is reported by Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم أكثر دعائه, most of his dua was اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة, O Allah, give us in this world حسنة, meaning that which is good, and in the hereafter that which is good, and protect us from the punishment in hell. Al-Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah explained the meaning of hasana in this world. He said this comprises every worldly request, from well-being and spacious house, a good wife, and of course a good husband, a righteous son, abundant sustenance, good knowledge, and righteous deeds. So this is comprehensive, the term hasana. This is in terms of the hasana in this life, a good in this life. And then the second is the hasana in the akhirah, the good in the hereafter. He, rahimahullah, said that the greatest reward is the admittance to paradise, and what follows from security, from fear and the horrors, and the safety, the comfort, all of this falls under the hasana in the hereafter. And the entrance to paradise and admittance to paradise, the highest reward in it is the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow upon us from his favors. And as Shaykh Sadi rahimahullah, Shaykh Ibn Sadi rahimahullah, also said, it means safety and security from punishment in the grave, and while awaiting the judgment, and from hell, and also attaining the content of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and attaining the eternal stay, the endless bliss in paradise. And in the dua, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, and protect us from the torment of fire. This necessitates making the causes in this life easy in terms of abstaining from the unlawful and keeping away from the shubuhat, the doubts. And so, as Shaykh Ibn Sa'di rahimahullah continued to say, so this dua became, therefore, أجمع دعاء, most comprehensive دعاء and most perfect. That's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to say it a lot and incite saying it. And also from the دعاء which he used to say a lot, عليه الصلاة والسلام, يا مقلب القلوب, O the one who turns the hearts, ثبت قلبي على دينك, make my heart steadfast, firm on your deen. So he was asked about this, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he said, إنه ليس آدمي إلا وقلبه بين إصبعين من أصابع الرحمن ومن أصابع الله فمن شاء أقام ومن شاء أزاغ. There is no آدمي, meaning from the children of Adam, except that his heart is between two fingers of Allah's finger, and whomever he wishes, he will make him firm and upright, and whomever he wishes, he misleads. And therefore the person should seek the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stay on guidance and to protect him, to ask Allah to protect him from deviation. And he also, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, incited to say the dua, seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, O Allah, the one qualified with magnificence and generosity and goodness. Because this dua involves the praise, the perfect praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, describing him with the perfect attributes. And it is used as an opening for dua. So if you want to invoke, you say, for example, Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, give me such and such, and seek your mas'ala, seek your request. So one should try to keep these invocations that the Prophet ﷺ used often, and try to memorize them, inshallah ta'ala, so that one can say them by heart. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. يا مقلب القلوب. You can record it and then you memorize it from the recording. And they are in Hisn al-Muslim as well. Inshallah you can find them. But I will say them so that you record them and then you can try, inshallah, memorize them. Put the effort to do so. يا مقلب القلوب. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلبي على دينك. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. نعم, it is part of that dua, of that verse. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. This is in 201 سورة البقرة. Now, inshallah ta'ala, I hope you recorded those so that you can, you recorded them so that you can use them, inshallah ta'ala. Walhamdulillahi, adhi bin amati, tatamu s-salihat.